think the problem is for me is that I'm a prisoner of the moment right now, right? Like, there's a strong part of me that I care about what's going on because these dudes have set the tone for hip hop in general for me throughout my whole 20s. Like, it set precedent of college. It set precedent of post-college and going out places. I love Drake. I love Kendrick. It's hard for me to run into people that can say that, like, objectively right now, like, given the atmosphere. You got the women, too, right? The women are, like, my wife and a few others who I won't be specific about because I want to preserve my relationships with people that I'm cool with, because I'm not about to lose friends at 35 because, oh, you like Drake or you don't like Drake, whatever the case may be. It's just not worth it. But the women are like, this is stupid, you know? They're hitting you with the, I don't see why they're beefing about this and saying this and that. And this shit has consumed me, right? And I didn't mean to just jump straight in, you know, to the conversation like this, but I'm not gonna lie, didn't put an episode together. We got some old stuff on there that we could put on there, but it's not something that I can say 100% that I'm, like, really enthused about. But I don't know. Maybe the shit's fire. Maybe it's not. But we gon' this is a beef cast. This is the reason why I'm telling y'all right now, we're not going to be here long. I'm going to tell you earlier on in this episode right now that we have another pod coming out with Jonah on Tuesday on Barbershop Confidential.
Oh, he's not keeping us in the can?
Nah, he's not keeping us in the can. To my knowledge, and he going to hear this and maybe feel the pressure, but the last thing I remember him saying is, I'm going to release this on Tuesday. So when you hear that, y'all caught me on a Wednesday, like a normal day for me. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, go to work and stuff like that. And then when I'm done with work, I either take my kids to practice or I go to the gym. It's a full long day. We got a bunch of new staff. So when I sound like semi-enthused on Sundays, that's because I got Friday and Saturday to recoup. But Wednesday's like right in the heart. So he had asked me a few times, you good? The funny thing is, though, the rest of that week, bro, I was dead to the world. Like, that one little day, like, threw me off. Even going out yesterday threw me off. But I'll talk more about that, man.
You look like you was on your way to the grave.
That day? Bro, I was like that. Bro, you know how bad? I'll tell you how bad it was when we get out of here.
Not gonna lie, if Alchemist didn't tell me, I wouldn't have known this one. Can you say yeah? I still can't really catch it, but say yeah. Can you say yeah? Let me hear you say yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know the Lord. The Lord is so good to me. I know the Lord brought me. Say oh, there it is.
Dear Adonis, I'm sorry that man is your father. Let me be honest.
Beef right there. Over.
Yes, yes, yes. If you're just now tuning in to the most fire podcast on the planet, I go by the name of Norman S. Carl. To my friend, I have my man, Aunt Just Lex. I've been so many places. Listen, I don't care. You be at your mama's house, your grandmama's house, your auntie's house. You can be outside enjoying this nice weather while playing the Drake track. You can be indoors playing the Kendrick track, getting deep and introspective, trying to figure out what 616 means. Worth more than gold. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're hearing us. Thank
you. Euphoria.
Stuff like that, you gotta be real slow on the talk.
Them superpowers get neutralized. I can only watch in silence. The famous actor we once knew is looking paranoid and now spiraling.
You're moving just calling like each other paranoid is crazy.
Every antic is feeling distasteful.
Probably both true.
Yeah. You're not as calculated. I can even predict your angles. Fabricating stories on the family front cause you heard Mr. Morale. A pathetic master manipulator.
I mean, I feel like he got ahead of him before bro said a lot of people say, oh, he didn't deny hitting his wife.
Scam artist with the hopes of being accepted. Tommy Hilfiger stood out, but FUBU never have been your collection. I make music that electrifying. You make music that pacifying. I can double down on that line, but spare you this time. That's random acts of kindness. Know you're a master manipulator and habitual liar too. But don't tell no lie about me, and I won't tell truths about you.
So the weird thing is, man, I don't know, we'll figure it out. Yes, 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 I want to welcome you all to the You Wasn't Outside podcast on the Grown Folks Podcast Network. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most normal ass Carl, to my front, at my man, at Just Lex, and together we form Voltron.
And Just Lex.
Loaded question, didn't get a chance to do it last week. How you been?
Consumed.
Okay, bye. Walk me through your week. How did we get here today in this chair?
I mean, my week was my week, and then I tried to add another pod in that week on my busier day.
How'd you feel?
I mean, I was cool. Yeah. I don't be tired like that. And like I said, as soon as I touch the bed, I'm gonna be wide awake anyway. But yeah, it's been fun outside of like neglecting my children.
Mm. That's crazy how we get on to like them neglecting their own kids or what's going on with them.
That's exactly what I was saying. I don't know if I said it to y'all or the other group chat, but I was like, the funny part is I'm over here like praising Kendrick and I'm doing exactly what he's talking about Drake doing just so I can go pay attention to this.
Yeah, I neglected work a few times too. I ain't gonna lie. That's why the Thursday release, I'm cool because we ain't doing that much.
It's like, Dad, I want to play. Dad, I want to see you. Dad, I love you. Shut up. I need 8 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I need.
Watch the movie without me. I've seen it 100 times.
Mom, did you know that Kendrick Lamar and Drake were beefing? Okay, well then, you know, that. Hey, sometimes stuff like that.
I've been out of commission since the beginning of April.
No, but I'm just saying, like, just in general, I don't know what that had to do. You need to go take a nap right now. What I'm just saying is that we are the only ones that is really impacted by it, which is crazy. We just know how to, like, find that information and such. You get what I'm saying?
But why are they beefing? You know, you want to tell me.
I think it's a morality issue. You know, one guy sees another guy living a certain way and pushing the culture. That's actually a really good question to ask, right? I think one guy, you know, he stands for what is right, and he thinks that someone else is, you know, it's like Sodom and Gomorrah type stuff. So, like that was the easy to see that. That's a bar. I can still write. I'm telling you. That. Okay. I'm just telling you, like yo. But, yeah, I think that's the main issue right now is that, you know, you have one guy that they used to be real close together. He probably learned some information about this person and no longer thought he was genuine and, you know, isn't on a path of righteousness in terms of, like, his music and, you know, what he champions and stuff like that. Which I don't think Kendrick to be wrong in some of the statements he made, right? In regards to like character. Because you can say whatever you want about Kendrick Lamar and Drake and all this other stuff. My whole overall arching point in all of this is that Drake is the biggest loser in all of this because the character issues that Kendrick brought up, a lot of people have already seen to be true. And I think people put up with Drake in the fashion that they did put up with Drake on is because, you know, it's still a good look for you.
Or this could be the most dramatic PG Lang rollout that we've ever would have imagined.
I'm here's the thing, I don't want to pull out my smoking gun too early. You know what I mean? But
so where did we leave off last week? Had Euphoria dropped at all yet?
I believe it hadn't. I think Euphoria dropped on Tuesday, didn't it? Here's the thing. So that we don't sound crazy, I pulled up a timeline just so that okay. We can kind of get up. So March 22nd, 2024 is the beginning of what we now know of it not being subliminal messages anymore. We can sit here, play internet games, you know, secret codes and raps over the years and stuff like that. But when we specifically started using names and knowing that there was a problem was March 22nd, 2024. I was actually in Vegas when Like That came out, and it was on the Future album. After Like That comes out, you have Push Ups by Drake. Now, this is why I think that the dates are important. Any Drake fan, appreciate you, any Drake fan that says, oh, Kendrick had to respond in this amount of time and everything, Drake didn't respond with push-ups until April 13th, 2024, almost 2.5 weeks later. So then when you say that to these Drake fans, they say, oh, well, he was on tour and he was busy. Okay, so what does that mean when Kendrick, when it happens to Kendrick? He could be doing something. Just because he's not on tour doesn't mean he doesn't run businesses and stuff. This is where I try to be rational with Drake fans. Go ahead.
No.
Okay. So I just wanted to make sure. So push-ups came out after that. Taylor Made Freestyle by Drake came out on the 19th, right? He was calling the boogeyman. He waited 6 days, didn't get anything. Said, yo, you got a few days to respond. That's crazy because he gave you 3 weeks, right? And then after that, you have Euphoria by Kendrick that came out. Oh, you're right. It came out April 30th. So what day was the 30th?
That was Tuesday.
Oh, that was Tuesday? Okay. So then you have Euphoria coming out on Tuesday. After Euphoria, you have 616 in LA by Kendrick that came out May 3rd, which was Friday. Then you have Family Matters by Drake, which was then stepped on by Meet the Grams. And then after that, you have Not Like Us by Kendrick that came out yesterday, which would have been Saturday, which would have been 2 days ago by the time y'all are hearing this. And then you have Drake's The Heart Part 6 that came out today, which is Sunday.
So the last we had talked about is the AI TaylorMade shit.
Yes, and so much has happened since then.
Yeah.
And there are some heavy allegations were put out. Some of the major ones, Drake is a pedophile. He's got people in his camp. That's a pedophile. He has an 11-year-old daughter. Kendrick likes to hit his wife. Dave Freeze is the father to one of his kids that he doesn't even know about. There's all kind of messy tea that had us all in a frenzy for 2 or 3 days. Now, I'm going to put it to you like this. There's a story, and when he, let's work backwards. Drake's The Heart Part 6, he denies these allegations. Let me tell you guys how much a sheep I'm not, right? I feel that if you are a pedophile or if you're doing something, you do it like anyone else that's gotten in trouble with these things over the time. Michael Jackson, Diddy, Bill Cosby, Weinstein, shit, Epstein took a different way, took a different route out. But before he took that different route out, no one's going to come out and flat out say, oh, I'm a pedophile and I did these things. Yes, Kendrick Lamar is right. Someone's always going to have a story as to either it's a lie or the reason why it's a lie. And the other thing that someone is also going to do is not say nothing at all. Right. So I want people to understand what your options are before stuff like that happens. If you accuse me of something in a public forum, I'm going to choose one of the routes that these guys have taken in the first place, whether I'm guilty of it or not. It's the truth. Have you ever like wanted to tell the truth so bad, but you knew that nobody believed you, but you knew your shit made sense to you?
Please believe me.
Yeah. Like, so when I look at it in that lens, right, the back and forth is just nasty. I don't know what to believe. And I thought that Kendrick, right, if I'm being fair, if Kendrick did do the allegations that he that Drake said and Drake did the things that he said, Kendrick is still strategic by dropping the record within 45 minutes when he dropped Meet the Grams within 45 minutes of Drake smoking gun. Drake drops the smoking gun and then to me it looks like he waved the white flag today when it was like, yo, bro just will not stop. Let me just go ahead and dismiss him and all these comments that he's making and certain things. And then he says, you know, oh, we planted the evidence weeks ago and stuff like that. To me, your friend John asked the best question. If you planted some shit, why would you plant that specifically? That's weird.
Well,
if Kendrick planted some shit, why would he plant beating up his wife specifically? Go ahead. I'll let you.
I'm more of a chronological person, so you're bouncing kind of all over the
place. My bad. I'm just setting out. I started from the back end. I'm sorry. Because
I feel like how you stepped on.
Oh, my bad. No.
Said you started from foot's the back, up. And I said
I like to start from the back end.
And I like to finish there.
There we go. See that? A lot of enthusiasm. Look, I can relay it up. That was just another possession. Don't worry. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, I was... Initially, I was upset at 616 because I wanted Euphoria to breathe a little bit. Once it was put on DSP and all that, I said, oh, yeah, let's go. I thought we can just run this one up to number one and then they'll keep going. He'll drop again, run that. I thought it was going to be a slower process than this. But So he was playing with my emotions because Euphoria, it's so dense that I was like, why is he not letting this breathe?
Yeah.
And he's coming out like, and 616 is the only one that didn't make DSP. I was like, I know you ain't clearing that one. Like, you got the juice, but I'll.
Not like that. Not like that.
You're going a little quick. And, you know, 616 didn't hit people the same way Euphoria did. Because, you know, we think he's talking to a smaller audience in that one. You know, there's some other things about, like, oh, you know, OVO working for me. You know, we're hearing Daylight might have wrote part of Back to Back.
We just forget all about that in our Heart Part 6, huh?
But, you know, with the ghostwriting allegations, and we might have talked about that last week, too. There's so many different levels of ghostwriting that... I don't know, man, but I was happy to hear for Top Dog to come out, support Kendrick and show that like they still good, you know, when it's war time.
But they never gave you any indication that they wasn't. He just gave you a letter and said, I'm no longer there.
But I'm saying it was nice to see it publicly.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
And in the way he strategically went about it, I was like, dang, all these records are kind of Easter eggs of the previous one or one coming up, because when he talks about like liking Back to Back, I'm gonna get back to that in a second. Everyone's like, oh, he's dropping Back to Back, and 616 is the Back to Back to Euphoria. But in actuality, that was the Charged Up, and Meet the Grams was the Back to Back because he dropped it later that night.
Right.
And I was like, oh shit. So I wasn't as mad at stepping on Euphoria after I was like, okay, then he went and stepped on. And then Meet the Grams, obviously that's the one, right? That's the one where you're like, whoa. Like, shout out to Alchemist. I saw him touching on the little pad and was like, oh yeah, sounds just like it. Like, I didn't need any, like, I knew who that was. But that one's got a lot of shit in there too. And I was trying to sit there and I was trying to enjoy Family Matters. And I was like, okay. And then I started questioning myself as a man, right? Because I was like, all right. I was like, let's just say everything everybody says is true.
Right.
I'm not that old to be from a different time where I'm like, all right, let's just say Kendrick hits his wife. Is that enough to lose this beef, though? Don't get me wrong. It's fucked up. But I feel like everything that I'm hearing on this other side, yeah, it's a little bit worse.
Right.
But then I said, you know what? If the Dave Free shit is true, this shit gonna sound a lot more potent.
What do you mean in terms of
Family Matters? Like, the thing that messed up is it got stepped on by something way crazier.
Yeah.
But, and the thing is, I think what I hated...
Do you know who Dave Free is?
Yes.
Who is Dave Free for people who don't know?
Dave Free's like Kendrick's right-hand man. He's the one who also left TDE to go co-found PG Lane with Kendrick, like his manager.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's true, I'm like, ooh, that'd be fucking nuts. And I think what made me... Family Matters is like, he tried to do the takeover, right? It's not about Kendrick. Kendrick's in there. But he's talking about a bunch of people. And I understand why he felt like he needed to spray out a bunch of other people. But I think just in the midst of what Kendrick was doing, it was so focused and tunnel vision. Family Matters, like, I was laughing more at the ASAP Rocky part. Like, because he had the perfect, and he hit him with the Meek and Nicki thing where he's like, yo, girl's bigger than you, so like, fall back.
Yeah,
and
let
the
whole thing. Okay,
I always enjoy that angle.
Right. He said, I always
enjoy that angle. It's funny. Like Rocky just sitting there at home minding his own business and gets called mid.
Wait a minute. Out of nowhere.
And yeah. And so Meet the Grams came out, and that's when I was like, all right, yeah, like there's like so much going on. I just abandoned the kid. I just said, I was like, hey, I'm not gonna be able to focus tonight. Y'all do what y'all need to do, watch whatever y'all want to watch. I'm gonna be in my room. I will return when I return.
Right. He's like, I'll be out there. Bro, I missed a lot of shit. I think, like, I was watching the basketball. I think Minnesota was playing that night. I missed the whole game on Friday. Like, just
I haven't watched basketball all week.
Yes.
Like, I have YouTube TV, so I have the whole you can watch the game or you can watch the key plays.
Right.
I'm like 5 days behind on that.
Yeah.
I take an hour to watch like six games and I just hit the key plays.
I don't even think I watched any shows, bro. Like, when I look back on it right now, like, this whole week has been about Kendrick and Drake. When Euphoria came out on a random Tuesday, it was like, bro, what are you doing? It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I still have a whole work day left, man. Don't do this. Like, you could have did this at nighttime.
Don't do this.
But I think that what Drake has to also admit, and what Cole was saying too, right, is that, you know, oh, you come out every 5 years. It don't matter if you come out every 5 years. The man's impact is so strong. He did a million in an hour. That's a big deal.
Meet the Grams was out for 6 hours and was almost at 10 million views.
That's what I'm trying to say, bro. You can never say, I don't, that's the thing, right? Like, I do come off as like a Kendrick supporter, but don't get me wrong. I fought Lex over Drake on this platform plenty of times, right? And it's like, yo, I swear to God, people have a hard time with being objective with people they like.
No, don't do that. I'm objective too.
Not you. I'm talking about the people I run into. Because they'll tell me, oh, you sound like you hate Drake. My boy, he. I think he said it to try to get underneath my skin. And I said I'd call him, but as soon as I try, I've learned, too, people don't like to stand on what they say, right? Because I do a podcast, they like to use that as part of the joke. But it's like, bro, if you want to debate with me, this is the time where I have a debate hour, and you can go ahead and do it. But then you shy away from your opinions after that. You hide behind comments and shit like that. I'm not trying to take a diss. I'm being real, though. Go ahead.
Oh, and before, so I was out yesterday. Saturday, I was out all day.
Right.
And that was before, so that shit came out Friday. Anyway, I'm at Plaza Bonita. I see this dude have a For All the Dogs shirt on walking through the parking lot. Oh, shit. Just getting harassed.
It's nasty out here. Go ahead.
I couldn't take anybody who saw it on my story. I took the camera out way too late, so I don't know if you can see the shirt. But yeah. I was like, yo.
What were they yelling at him?
OVHO, like everything. Oh, that's crazy. Everything you can think of.
It's not going to end either.
And this was an hour before Not Like Us drop. Because I left Plaza Bonita, I went to Roar Park.
You went yesterday?
Yeah.
And what time?
4.
Oh, man, we was there at the same time. Didn't even know it.
Was you there?
I was by the train.
I was around all the church gatherings.
I don't know. We were by the, like, literally in the circle where the train was.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. We was by, like, where we potted that one time. In the new playground.
Bro, we were literally within 40 yards of each other the whole day. That's so funny. There was a jumper over there. Did you see a jumper? I was at the jumper party.
Oh, playing, for real?
Yeah, throwing the little sacks in the hole.
I was there from 4 to 6.
Yeah, I left because I watched the fight after.
And you could see me. So that new green playground, right? You know they got those little spider web nets, like go super high.
Oh, you was up there?
I'm at the top.
Oh, see,
I get.
My man's made a name for himself.
No, I'm at the top.
Your new name is Amenities. You gonna use? Go ahead.
Well, because every time we go to a new park, me and G play Floor is Lava to see if he can make it through the whole thing without touching the ground.
Perfect park to do it at.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I get to the top of this net. I get the alert. Kendrick dropped again. I said, oh, shit.
I got to get down.
Gee, I can't play with you no more.
I'm going to go sit under this tree. Oh, wait, there's no sun out. So
and man, yeah, it was a little nippy by that time. Man, shout out. Like, I'm not the biggest. At this point in time, as of yesterday, that's where it's like, you talk to me and it doesn't sound like you're being objective. It sounds like you got your West Coast bias on.
Me?
No, like, just in general.
What people say to you, okay.
So I'm compartmentalizing things. So I'm objective in general, and I think I kind of proved that an hour ago when I sent the newest one to y'all. But obviously, no beef. If there's no beef, I prefer Kendrick, always have. I think Mark is kind of, he's been in the chat talking about, I've never felt so heard in my life before. And I understand what
I
he
know,
means.
I hear what he's saying, yeah.
Like, we've had to deal with Drake in our lives for the past like 15 years. And not just in our lives, but like running, so to speak, the genre of like something that means so much to us. And we can still be objective because people talk to me, oh, well, you hate Drake. I don't hate Drake. I just don't like him. And you know, and just to go like another example of like what Mark talking about, Mark hates Drake as a person, but he'll have him in his top 10 all-time rappers or artists just because of what he's done. Right?
Like, so it's undeniable.
Like, we can acknowledge it without liking it. And it's not that we're some haters. It's just more like that's not what we're here for. And Kendrick is articulating every piece of that so perfectly. And I know it sounds crazy for me to like bringing up like the colonizer bar, but like that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, but it's not fair because I heard a take and I thought that it was spot on. What Kendrick is speaking to is blackness in America, whereas in Canada, like, they don't have issues with race. Like, they ask people, what are you in terms of culture, knowing that culture doesn't hold them back in Canada. And I thought that was a fair assessment. Because even my boy was like, oh, just say you hate Drake. I said, no. I said, Kendrick speaks to a side of me that I've always had. You know, the same side that when I used to go to high school wearing a dashiki and shit like that, y'all would make fun of me or whatever. But it's like, yo, but you afraid of your blackness type shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, yo, but Kendrick highlights those things. So I feel like at the end of the day, yo, you know, like Drake's experience in Canada and shit like that, like, I feel like there are truths to what Kendrick is saying. Bro, you go to Atlanta when you want to go hot. You go to these guys to try to relate to like our music and shit like that. I understand that. And when you say, and he pointed out, people who are not black are going to say so. Yeah, but this is not a conversation that's for you, though. You know what I mean? That conversation for 14% of us that live out here. I don't want to talk to non-black people about other black people from other areas that aren't from the U.S. About exploitation. I just don't want to talk about it. You know what I mean? Because I don't feel like you understand or you're going to do the research in the first place to try to understand it.
And that why I like that part, and then about like you can imitate the heritage, you can't imitate the violence. Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah, Canada's hella safe.
Because you go there, and, well, I mean, to be, yeah, you know, everywhere's got a hood, like, yeah, all that other shit.
Absolutely.
And
shoot or shoot. That's a crazy
and
analogy.
And I just got, like, but yeah, the whole Atlanta thing, and you, and the Kendrick stance can flip it a little bit, but it's like, okay, he took the little Migos flow, did that. And then they'll say, like, oh, no, he was giving them a look. He jumps on these remixes to give people looks. And there's something to that. But at the same time, he's also riding everybody else's wave. That's why he drops all these albums and a lot of them sound different. He went and did his Afro beats. He went and did a little dance stuff. He went and did this. He's trying to serve all these different audiences and jumping on all these different waves.
And don't get me wrong, because I know what Lex is saying, but he did great at it.
No. That's how he's been able to sustain his thing. Oh, shit, I'm getting a little low. Let me jump on Future's bandwagon. He's super hot right now. Did a whole album with him. And then they were doing whatever. And
it was amazing at that time for me. I know, not for you.
Don't lie.
I'm being realistic. I'm of the culture that was outside in those club spaces. That's not your look, right? I understand that. You're not the club guy. You know what I mean? But I know what that music did in those spaces, and I respect it.
Okay, well, so that album was never going to be for me anyway. But I've heard people who are Drake people and Future people that was like, that specific album didn't sound like we thought it would.
They went outside.
With those two people.
Because any space that I was in, that shit got the crowd moving and jumping and shit. And I get what
people I'm not saying there might not have been a couple joints on there for that purpose, but the album in general... Anyway, not
important. I would agree to that, I guess, if you were to say that. There are about five songs, but those five songs carry that whole album. But keep going.
Not important. But then, yeah, the whole... The strategy with, like, the cover art and, like, the 616 and all the different... The internet just be going, man. Like, I be sitting here thinking...
My boy had the nerve to tell me, right, on that cover art on... on Meet the Grams, he was like, oh, the pill bottles are from a gift shop. It's called 90210 Pharmacy, right? And he's like, it's a gift shop. Why I Google it, it's a real pharmacy. I'm like, yo, how much more in denial do we have to be? Right? Like, it's like that scene. Have you ever seen, you don't watch Boondocks, huh?
Of course I watch Boondocks.
You remember the story of Gangsterlicious? And he found out he was gay, but he was wearing the man bags like him. And he was like, damn, that means I'm gay too, right? And it reminds me of that. There's nothing wrong with being gay, right? But you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, bro, we get so blinded by our fanhood with people that we, My man told me Drake told me, or Drake said it wasn't true, so that means it isn't true. No, bro. If you throw DV pedophile on somebody, you need affidavits on both sides.
Well, and that's kind of Drake's point right now, right? And Kendrick kind of mentioned it too, like, oh, you're fabricating stories because you heard Mr. Morale. And the thing is like Kendrick is rapping better, and the chess moves seem to be all perfect. So it's just like we're kind of letting him slide too, like, oh, everything must be true. And so, you know, and like I said last week, like, Drake been living outside in the public eye for so long.
That's so hard to defend.
It's going to be like, well, yeah, but also at the same time, it's like, what did he just say an hour ago? Like, if I was fucking little girls, like, y'all would have known by now.
Yeah, easily.
And maybe not easily, because some of these motherfuckers been going years and years, and then they come out later.
I don't think you get on. I agree with Drake there, where I don't believe that you get on his status and something like that goes unknown for years.
Which means that.
But that doesn't mean you don't have somebody. See, what he didn't say was, is you got somebody on your payroll. That's so, a pedophile.
But mean. Yeah.
People forgot about that. I left that there because it was like, look, oh, we know Drake's not a pedophile. Doesn't mean that he doesn't have people like that in his camp. And why is that gentleman there? Because
that other cover art, the cover art with the Megan's Law dots.
Like, yeah, that's kind of crazy.
And then somebody. Because
there's more than one person. He's saying that, like, this is what your team doing, but you're clear.
And then after that, the next day, Google had that listed as Kendrick's house.
Did they?
Yeah, you know how people be doing that, like after a big game, if someone just really gets like torched.
Are you talking about like how Wikipedia changes?
Yeah, they'll be like, "This is a blah blah blah." Is his father?
Also, he's saying like now, like all of a sudden now that ain't your house because he took it from you, right? Type thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, right. Like Kobe is listed as like Jalen Rose's dad.
Oh, I've seen that.
And
man, you drop what is 81?
Yeah,
yeah. You do that. That's nasty. Go ahead.
And so what we just heard like an hour ago. Oh, and like when I was saying to tie up my compartmentalizing thing, I'm on top of the spider web thing and that mustard bee dropped. And I said, oh, yeah, wait a minute. I swung down this bitch, forgot I had 35-year-old ankles, hit mad ankle shock when I hit that ground.
Ain't going to
just start bee walking all around Gore Park, right? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, this is one too. I might go outside just for this one.
Yeah, it's hard. Even Drake said, I might like that one, too, if you wasn't like...
I'm over here hype. I'm like, hey, y'all, kids was acting bad. Y'all still get some ice cream?
You got it.
And then, I probably would have been a lot harder. But then, like I said, and I'm full on West Coast bias. Now that I'm like, okay, the person I thought was going to be winning appears to be winning. And now I can turn on my West Coast bias. And now I'm like, run it up.
You don't even have to hide it no more.
No. It's not even hiding it. It's being objective. But now I'm on a different mission. Like, hey, it would be unprecedented for someone to have. Imagine if next week's number. Like, I'm not even a numbers guy. But imagine if the numbers drop next week and Kendrick has 5 in the top 10 and they're all diss record related. Shit would make no sense.
It makes sense to everyone else. It makes sense to everyone else. You know why it makes sense to everyone else is because, yo, bro, I could be gone for 5 years. Just know that I can lace them up with the best of them. Go ahead.
No. That's not my point.
What's your point?
My point is diss tracks don't get in the chart that I'm talking about. Isn't for diss tracks. So the fact that this shit is so hot right now that is going to be on the Taylor Swift chart. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm.
But Drake just dropped this one, and I saw it, and I thought it was a joke, because like, the heart part 6.
Play it.
And I was like, ooh, this hard.
Yeah, just play it. And then the beat's hard.
Nobody said nothing.
I want to give credence to what you're saying, though, but I want you to play it first so that we can like kind of delve into it, because I like what you're saying right now. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. This one's I'll go ahead and talk a little bit while you do that. Oh, here we go. Never mind. This is what I've been asking for, Drake.
2 hours, 2.3 million views.
That's crazy. All right. Expect it from him, though.
Pulitzer Prize winner is definitely spiraling. I got your fucking lines tapped, I swear that I'm dialed in. First I was a rat, so where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork of the cabinet is filed in? 1090 Jake would've took all the walls down. The streets would've had me hiding out in a small town. My Montreal connects stand up, not far down. The ones that you getting your stories from, they all clowns. I am a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor and decoration.
You see the contradiction already in the bars? Right now, before he even says what he was going to say, he said the stories you getting these dudes from is all clowns.
Right.
And we planted information 2 weeks ago. He going to say that in a second. Right? Oh, y'all we planted it 2 weeks ago and all this. And it's like, bro, what are you saying right now?
So he could be, to shoot him, just playing devil's advocate.
Let's do it.
He could be saying, okay, there's a leak in my camp. I have a feeling I know who it is. So for my real people, we going to plant some information so that the people leaking.
Also, you're saying that he knew about this already.
So he knew there was a leak. I'm going to plant some information with my real ones. So as the whole team gets it, we're going to expose them by knowing. And so they're going to take this information thinking it's a leak because they're part of my crew. And then it's going to be false.
I get what you're saying, bro. But then at the same token, that wasn't the energy he was on 2 weeks ago.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that's what he could have meant.
Like you could have got ahead of that Friday.
Because this whole song, I've only heard it once. This whole song, he's answering everything in the best, like, lawyer type of way he can, or the only angle he has left, which is, I'm going to die on this hill. This shit's a lie.
What did I tell you when we opened this pod? There's only so few responses you can do.
But so that's what I mean, though.
We're past rap. We're at a point now where you can have the feds at your
door. The reason it's okay is because as much as we've enjoyed dancing around with everything Kendrick's saying, it's all circumstantial.
Absolutely. On both sides.
Even the cover art with the name on the prescription, especially in 2024, we can't really trust none of that shit.
No.
But because our mind says, I want to trust it, and that shit hard, and I fuck with Kendrick, it's true. That's what's happening.
But we also come from a time where, like, people didn't make shit like that up. Like
that time is over.
Like, real accessible, right? Like, you can use somebody's voice now.
That all that shit is over with.
And that's where I feel like none of this stuff. I need if you say bro hits his wife, I need affidavits. My boy was like, oh, well, he probably paid her off. And I said, that's his wife or his girl.
Well, in this one, now he's saying, hey.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Hey. How come your wife follow Dave Free but don't follow you?
Mm.
You ain't been home in 6 months. And that shit sound good, right? Because now I'm sitting here the same way I was talking about Drake a couple nights ago when I was like, yo, there ain't no way. You walking around. So that'll probably go to it now that I remember this feeling I had during the week.
Yeah.
I was like, there ain't no way Drake's walking around this confident. Like, this is after Euphoria drops, right? And everyone's like, woo. And Drake's just like, I'm cool. And I'm like, ain't no fucking way that you good off of this. He's like, to where I'm hearing all the other shit, I was like, maybe he's right. Maybe there is no 11-year-old daughter. Because you know, if you moving foul, yeah, you might try to hide it and you got people on the payroll, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, when it comes to beef and people exposing facts and little stories and tea, you can't just be walking around not paranoid or like, oh, I know he's going to say this. And it sucks because it's true. Even though I got to lie about it, it's true. He was walking around. He was skipping out of Nicki Minaj concert.
Like, y'all know what I got to go
I'm
do.
I'm chilling. And so I was like, oh.
They don't know. The Nicki fans don't know what you have to go do.
So when Family Matters dropped, I was like, no, you wasn't this confident over this one.
Right, right.
It's cool. I laughed a lot. It was, you know, whatever. But this ain't it.
I think he figured it out in the last week or so, but he's been killing you before that.
But
that's
my thing.
This isn't
it. This isn't to be skipping out with Nicki's concert confident like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 45 minutes later, Meet the Grams come out, and I said, see, Drake, you can't be skipping around confident with this shit out here.
Right, right.
So if it's all a lie, but yeah. And so in this
way, wait, I don't want you to skip past that part. I feel like if people believe that that's a lie and he planted that, that's weird information to plant. If I was going to tell a lie about myself, right? I think I brought that up, but I'm not going to say, oh, well, tell him I like young girls.
Not that part. The daughter part. I would definitely plant.
Yeah, but that's in hindsight to everything else that's been said. That's the part that gets me, right? Is that so much shit has been said over the last like 5 or 6 records from both guys that, yeah, and there's 7 minutes apiece. If that's the one piece that you're keying in on, he's still saying you can still be a bitch and be on top of the world. He's still saying that, like, yo, bro, you're a dickhead person, right? He, like, all those things are to be true.
And that bar, I think that bar kind of is exactly what I'm not going to speak for. I keep bringing Mark up, but like for me, that bar is kind of the whole thing, right? Being upset that you could still be a bitch and be on top. That part sucks. Yeah. It's not supposed to be like that.
No, it's not.
And it's been like that, and it's frustrating. And
two things can be true.
But yeah, but this one, when he said, you know, you ain't been home in 6 months.
We live in an era where if somebody says one thing is a lie, oh, then that means the whole thing is a lie. But I feel like if you're going to discredit Kendrick, you have to also realize that for those of y'all that didn't really like rap or follow rap back then or weren't really invested in Drake, Pusha T brought up Adonis.
No, and that was the thing,
right?
And
he lied about those things, right? Or whatever stuff he could have said could have been.
Well, no. The whole thing was he wasn't lying. He had a shoe rollout for him. So he was hiding him to that point, which, to be fair to Drake, when you're that famous, I'm not mad. I've never seen Kendrick's kids. I've never seen J. Cole's kids.
That's not the hill that I'm dying on. The hill that I'm dying on is that, like, bro, you've either omitted or denied information to be true previously before.
Well,
done something wrong previously before. Lex, everything that I say about you when we get into an argument about how I feel about you doesn't mean it's true because it's how I feel about you.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's false either, though. And that's where I need people to understand how information, you know, works.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, he had a rollout for the kid and Pusha T stepped on it. The whole thing is people getting so crazy about that 11-year-old daughter shit and was like, oh my God, it's so crazy. I was like, wait a minute. The story of Adidon made me feel exactly like this. Y'all just don't like Pusha T as much as y'all like Kendrick.
Absolutely.
But I do. And so that was like, yo, this is crazy.
Right.
And me, I don't need all my beef to have all this new information. As long as you can say the known information in cool ways, that's what most beef is.
Yeah.
This whole, like, I got to expose something brand new.
And it has to be true. It's crazy.
And that's why they might be lying about shit, because the world's like, your shit's not going to hit unless you tell me something I don't know.
Did Drake get peed on?
Yes.
Okay, you get what I'm saying right now? Like, yo, just because I said one thing is wrong doesn't mean it. And if you got peed on and you like getting peed on, bro, get peed on.
I don't believe that part. I believe it was an accident. Somebody got drunk. He just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. It could happen to anybody.
I'm just saying. You got robbed.
T.I. rapped about on his album shortly after it happened. I was like, that sounds like about what happened.
I'm going to be honest with you, though, Lex. I've seen many of, you know, dudes posture up. I know when a dude is peeing.
I mean,
I'm just saying it's hard. Look,
no, here's the thing.
Boondocks again.
No, the problem. The problem isn't that. The problem is the problem.
It hit you when he went on R. Kelly rant.
The response of the problem was,
I would have moved out the way.
I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna say it wasn't true. I'm just gonna tell you, it was only on my leg.
It sounds wild. It's hard to explain that when you have to explain. It's like murder. Like, yo, like, you have to explain yourself. And it's like, bro, you killed that dude, man. Like, everybody in jail didn't do it. It's hard to figure out what is true or what isn't, right? There are people that were innocently locked up for things or whatever, right? All I'm saying is, bro, like, a lot of people have to use not even common sense. You just have to start asking questions because common sense isn't common anymore. If these things are true, he's not going to respond to them. Yo, your statements are held against you in court and stuff like that. That's why you don't get a Diddy response. And that's why Diddy's excited all this shit has happened. We forgot all about him, right? Like, you can't make a statement about these things because attorneys use that shit. And I wish to God that I could tell y'all what I do for a living so that you can understand what I'm saying right now. But there are times where you have to shut the fuck up, or there are times where you have to say, hey, you know what? I can only say so much.
I could... Oh, damn, I was about to say. The thing about, in 2024, it's You can lie about it because everything is fake news and all that other shit, to where Drake can use that angle and he's going to keep doing it while also saying the same thing. And the same thing I said about Drake, how could you walk around so confident knowing that this might be true? If the shit he's saying about Kendrick is true, about, hey, you ain't been home in 6 months, your wife follows Dave Free but not you and all that, that's kind of crazy. To where if you ain't seen your kids in 6 months because you and your wife are split, you can't be talking about another man and his parent.
Somebody sent me a photo right now of the game talking about, hey, man, like you on some hoe stuff right now. Like follow your homie and stop playing.
You want me to answer, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yo.
Yeah, he called you on FaceTime audio?
No, he didn't. You want me to?
Yeah, call him on FaceTime audio so he can hear me a little better. I got it. All right. I got to hear from Mike, because Mike is one of these gentlemen that we're describing, but I want to get
I want to hear this shit live.
I do, but I want to give credence to that, because I feel like we should be open to having these conversations.
Durant sent me messages. He don't want to call, but he said he wants me to read you some stuff.
Try to tell you, when you get in front of these are the diehard, I think he waited on you to call him, maybe. When you get in front of the diehards, it's like, yo, this is what happens. I'm not I'm a diehard Kendrick fan, but I also think of myself to be a diehard Drake fan. You know, and I feel like, do I want Kendrick to rap? Absolutely. Do I want Kendrick to be successful and pop his head out a lot more? Absolutely. But he was just out rapping Drake.
How do I do the audio one?
You just type in FaceTime. It's cool. You don't have to. You can just do regular FaceTime. There we go. That's cool. You just put the phone up. Mike, you can hear me? There we go. I just need to make sure that you can hear me. All right. We back recording. So, Mike, basically, we about 45 minutes in right now. But some of the stuff that we talked about was, you know, the timeline of how we got here in the beef. I mean, and then also a little bit about the Hard Part 6. You know, Drake kind of, you know, addressing some of the rumors or the bars that Kendrick had for him over the weekend. We talked about the 11-year-old girl and stuff, but you know, we can deep dive into that. What me and Lex are trying to do, right, is we're trying to be objective. Now, I've gone on record and defended Drake plenty of times on this podcast,
right?
And on the other, in terms of Lex, because I know that he, you know, he even admitted, like, hey, look, I understand what Kendrick's saying, where it's like, yo, you can be the man and still have some corny ass tendencies. But it's like, bro, I understand Drake to, like, really change our generation and make music, like, really dope for the spaces that we were in when we were young at that time. And you know what I mean? I'm just saying. Even now, right? I like Drake's music.
That don't matter, though.
It, to me, it does, right? Because I don't want to be painted in that picture. But my point to you earlier, and I'll let you rock. I just wanted to set the stage to let you know where we was at. My point to you earlier is, before this Hard Part 6, and I still kind of feel this way right now, I had Kendrick winning.
Okay.
I had him in the lead. I didn't have him winning, though, because, I mean, it's always, there's always, what?
No, whoever didn't have him winning.
He didn't have him up. He said it was even.
I want him to say it himself.
All right, Mike, go ahead. Give your logic on that,
DeLululemon.
That's funny. I think the first thing, is there too much feedback? Because I'm sitting in the car, so I can have some quiet.
No, you're amazing. You're good right now.
Okay, for sure. So I think when you talk about it, though, there's a lot that you got to look at, right? So it's like you got to look at the rounds and how people judge each round. And when you talk about, like, Drake changing, I don't know if you said the culture or the time or the time period, whatever it was you said, right? But, like, for our generation, in the regards of, like, rap beef, that don't matter. Because all of that is removed, because you're at this point, so all of that is removed, and it's really just looking at, like, bar for bar from there. And then, like, what I've noticed is you got all the Kendrick stans are like, Drake's dead, Drake's done. And then you got all the Drake stans that are like, Kendrick's dead, Kendrick's done, right? So it's really a lot of biased opinions on both sides. Nobody's being objective when you're looking at, you know, you go to Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Nobody's being objective, and everybody's really looking at, like, who do they side with more? And then they could do no wrong. So whoever they side with more is the automatic winner, regardless of.
So that's the problem with this generation, right? The problem with this generation is it's not objective about the music. They don't care about the bars. They care about the people. They don't care about the music. If I like you you can do no wrong. If I hate you, you can do no right.
Right. And so I was talking to a couple of the homies, and I said, yeah, well, you know, the, you know, just talking about like, what is it called? Not like us. Talking about not like
you us. You know what versus, it's called. Don't do that.
Versus, what's the one he just called? Hard Part 6. It's like, well, yeah, Hard Part 6 is hard, but Not Like Us got a higher replay value, or that's one's going to play in the club. And it's like, well, are we looking at replay value? Are we looking at club play value? Or are we looking at bar for bar in regards to a beef?
Oh, how so the tables have turned. Because all the Drake stans love to say, oh, well, that shit ain't going to be played in the club. That shit ain't got no replay value. It ain't supposed to be played in the club.
So when I was talking to another homie earlier today, and I said, I've been listening to Cole, Drake, and Kendrick, the so-called Big Three, since... Carl, when did we get on them? 2007, 2008,
and 2009, depending on which guy you're talking about, because Drake came out.
7, 8, 9, right? Yeah. Like, that's when we really started
Kendrick
listening
came
to
out,
them.
What, 2011? Drake maybe 09?
He was out before that. Kendrick was probably out 2010.
Section 80 was really probably out.
In. Cole was really probably out 2007, maybe. He didn't really have no buzz like that, though. And then Drake's been around for since 2007 or 6, maybe. So it's all about the same timeline. But so when I look at it, I look at a couple things, right? It's like, who took the first jab, and then how do you order the rounds? Because that's important. Because when you order the rounds differently, it has a different outcome. So some people is like, like that is not really like a diss song. But when you listen to the bars that Kendrick got in there, that's a K with all them nines, call it Pet Cemetery. That's obviously a shot of like For All the Dogs and Drake and all that, right?
And also Your Best Work is a light pack. I think he's alluding to Back to Back, which Daylight is a battle rapper, and Daylight has been saying the last few days that he wrote Back to Back or was part of it.
Right. So it's like when you look at the rounds, it's important to look at who went first, how they went, and then what was the follow-up.
I'm Would very you agree, intrigued because I agree that there might be a slightly different number, but the outcome appears to be the same for me, no matter how you order these.
If you go by round,
let Mike tell it, round he has set up, I don't see the outcome being.
He's about to explain it to you
different.
Right now. Let's see. Tell him where you at, Mike.
So the first round, I got Like That, right? Because that's obviously the first shot. And then you get Push Ups, which was like a shot back. They was both light jabs, though. Both of those songs were light jabs. Like That, he's talking, you know, Kendrick talking his shit. And then Drake comes back, you wear a size 7 men's shoe, how you big step in, yada, yada, yada. The TaylorMade freestyle, I thought that was real clever. The use of the AI-generated voice filters, getting his influences, Pac and Snoop on there. Whether or not the bars and the content was amazing, the idea behind it, the thought process, the creativity behind it gives them points, right? So then on that round, I got Drake. That I count that as round one, Like That versus those two songs. And then you got Euphoria and 6:16.
The handicap. You gave him two songs versus a 16?
but then you got two songs against one after that, because you got Euphoria and you got 6:16, and then I count Family Matters as Drake's rebuttal to those.
See, that's wrong, because those two aren't meant to be paired with each other. 6:16 is supposed to be paired with Meet the Grams. That's his back-to-back.
Right, but in the order, so this is a conversation I was having earlier, in the order, and like Drake mentioned in the Hard Part 6, like, you too impatient. So you just want to go, but you're not giving it time to breathe and dropping consciously.
Can I talk about that bar now that you said it? Something just came to me when you said that. Why is he too impatient now? But Drake was the first one on Instagram every day after he dropped that first bar or that first diss, talking about, we waiting on you on the clock, and all the Drake people, Kendrick on the clock, we don't even care no more, it don't even matter what he dropped, he took too long, and now all of a sudden he's too impatient.
Yeah, my brother-in-law is one of them people. He said Kendrick got 48 hours. I was like, bro, he took 2.5 weeks.
And don't give me no shit about no first round TaylorMade freestyle when that shit got taken down.
But you know what,
that shit got taken down.
No, but you're right though. Lex is right, and the reason I think, Mike, you would agree too, because you're very objective in that, is that I think it's the younger Drake fans that are like, you know, 30 and below, are the ones that don't understand how beef works. That's why I asked Lex a couple of weeks ago, yo, how long did it take people to traditionally respond back in those times, right? Drake is making up the rules right now, and it works for the younger generation. For us, we don't care. long as we get the music, right? Like, whenever you respond is whenever you respond, but the timelines and stuff like that, that comes a lot from this younger generation. I'm like, bro, y'all don't understand, like, some of the beefs that we used to have, like, dudes used to go on radio, you know, they wait for an album to put that shit on. I listened to Cameron talking about him and Mace battling. Shit, he waited 2 years to get a response back.
Oh, well, the thing is, go ahead, Lex.
No, that wasn't important.
I was going to say, the thing is, Drake and Kendrick been subliminally battling each other for the last 10 years. So that's where all of this comes in. So when you talk about you can't pair Euphoria and 616 together because Meet the Grams was supposed to go there, I agree with you. However, it's all about the order that he dropped in. So you had Euphoria and 616, and then you had Family Matters. And Family Matters was hard. I don't care what nobody say, Family Matters was hard. But Kendrick
Family Matters isn't better than Euphoria. Don't do that.
But Kendrick stepped on Family Matters with Meet the Grams, though. So he kind of shut that up real quick. And then he dropped Not Like Us. So I got 2-1 versus 2-1, right? So you got Euphoria and 616 versus Family Matters. That's round two. And then you got Meet the Grams and Not Like Us. And then when I text Carl earlier, I put question marks because Drake hadn't dropped yet. And then he came out with the Hard Part 6. So when you dissect it and break it down, I mean, they both, first of all, I got to give both of them respect because they writing in real time. The only song that sounded like it was pre-made and ready to go was Not Like Us, because it was like no response to anything that Drake had said. It was just kind of like a diss track. But both of them, you know, put their pen to the test and have been writing, which is, you don't see that in real time. You know what I mean? So regardless of who you have winning, they both did what they had to do in this battle. With that being said, though, you know, when you listen to Heart Part 6, if things Drake is saying on there is valid and real, you got to really question the ability that Kendrick had to fight in this battle.
I mean, yeah, but we've been saying that every song that's dropped. If what he's saying is real, there ain't no coming back to this. We keep saying that every single go around.
Yeah, but the difference is, though, so like, you know, when he's talking about, I mean, and Meet the Heart Part 6, when he's talking about he
put like three songs together. Which one did you mean, though? He said Meet the Heart Part 6.
No,
like,
the Heart, I said what he means is in the Heart Part 6. Okay, so my bad.
Yeah.
So in the Heart Part 6, when he started talking about feeding false info, saying he got a daughter and Kendrick was impatient, he dumb and impatient, and you know, I'm petty and dedicated. Is it chess versus checkers is what you got to look at. So Kendrick's the boogeyman. He's supposed to be the lyrical guy, right? And so he takes this false information, he puts it into this song. And everybody's like, ooh, is he about to push a Tim? Is this like the story of Adonis all over again? But then Drake comes back and is like, nah, not this time. Like he said, fooled you, buddy.
But my question to you is what is fake and what isn't real? The daughter part, yeah, that's cool. But the other, he said way more shit than that, right? So it's like, yo, bro, are you taking Ozempic? Because you're using Ozempic line against Rick Ross, but now we found out you got pill bottles. The homie that we know, I'm not going to say his name on here, right? Just let you know that I didn't say it. The homie that we know, he's like, oh, the 90210 is a gift shop. I look it up. It's a real pharmacy, right? I was just telling Lex that. You know, then the other things are, like, here's the thing. In battle rap, no one comes out unscathed. Right?
Right.
Like, when you get into a battle with someone, that they're going to say some things about you that may or may not be true on both sides. And when I look at this, people are going to look at Kendrick like, yo, they're going to respect him because he went toe-to-toe with Drake, but Drake still has to battle some of the things that Kendrick was saying that people already agreed on. That's the part that I feel like, yo, like, that's what's different for Drake. And then Heart Part 6, my question to you is, I felt like bro was, like, waving the white flag. Like, because he doesn't gain any more out of this. So I understand that from Drake's perspective, if he is, in fact, bowing out, he stands to lose a lot in terms of, like, industry relationships. I think the fans are the fans. But how people look at him and how we look back at his career, this is a very pivotal moment because it doesn't sound like he wants to keep doing this back and forth. There is no end in this.
And at this point, they both seem to know what each other's about to do because the caption that he put when he dropped this one, he said, I know you're going to drop in another 6 minutes. And that apparently was the plan.
Right. But now it's like.
But now Kendrick's like, all right, cool. I'm cool now. Like, because he probably feeling the same way. Oh, that sounds, that looks like a white flag to me. I'll let you live.
Yeah.
That's so good. I looked at it a little different, though, right? I looked at it like, I heard somebody else say that, too. Like, oh, he sound like he waving a white flag. He tired of rapping. You could just hear it in his tone. I don't think so. I think he's about to get into that. You know when Drake sighs before he starts rapping, when he does this, You know what I mean? I think he's about to get into that. You know, the Dark Lane demo tapes, the Scary Hours, the Deep Pockets. I think he's about to get into that pocket, that flow. He's going to slow it down and really let the bars hit and resonate, give the beat space to breathe rather than just barring people up.
I don't think, but here's the thing, though. I think even if he did feed him fake information, the whole part of this is rapping, right? You got to get whatever info you can. I watch battle rap all the time. People be like, oh, that's fake. I've still seen guys 4 battles later still battle the same allegations. There was a dude that they were like, yo, your name's on an affidavit. He's like, bro, I was in jail when this shit happened. They pulled me in and I didn't tell them nothing. You know, people still keep bringing that shit up, right?
That's the part that goes on with today's world is the system is you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty.
But public opinion
is the exact opposite.
Exactly.
Which is why you can't just go around saying wild shit about people. Now, beef, here's how I know that there ain't been no real beef in so long that I was like, damn, I almost got caught up in this too. When Meet the Grams drops, right? I said, oh, I had to pause. It took me a minute to listen to it because as soon as he said, Dear Adon, half a bar in, I paused it. I said, oh, is it? somebody got to go.
Yeah.
At this point, someone's got to die. But then the old me is like, no, at least for me. It hasn't always been this way for everybody. But in rap beef, anything goes.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why I was like, yo, Push understood that. You could talk about, like, hey, you said my wife's name. Okay, I'm ready to go now. I just need to know where you was at. Because I can rap about whatever. Hey, here's your kid. Oh, your friend's dying. Ha, ha, ha. And I was like, hey, fair game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Drake saying Kendrick's wife's name, fair game. This fool writes an individual letter to everybody in this man's family, fair game. But in the moment, I'm like, nah, this got to be real, real gunplay. Has to happen from this. And I had to stop myself real quick. Because I'm like, no. Yeah.
But that's happened in the past before. And who's to say it doesn't?
When I listened to that, I said, okay, Dear Adonis. And then he starts preaching to Adonis, right? And then in that song, he said 3 times he wished Drake would die. He said it to his dad, he said it to his son, and he said it to his mom. And I said, okay, he getting real personal. Yeah. Brody said 3 times he wished he was dead. So I'm like,
right. Some rap beef is personal. It might be more personal for Kendrick than it is Drake, but that ain't his problem.
I got a question for y'all. Did y'all hear the Family Matters, the intro that he did over the Buried Alive beat?
Yeah, on you talking about on IG?
Yeah, it's only on IG. It's not on YouTube.
Yeah, I heard it. I'll tell you what. I haven't went back to because I haven't been able to digest anything that's really been coming out. But go ahead and hit your point, though.
Nah, so, I mean, like Lex is saying, it's all fair and game because Drake was talking about if he was in a pine box, he would get a shovel and cover it up or whatever he said. I don't know. He said it more poetically than that, but he pretty much said, if you was in a pine box, I would bury you.
Mm.
And I wouldn't be losing my top spot. So it's getting personal for sure. But the question I want to ask both of y'all is, at this point, who do y'all got and why? And the why is the big important part, right?
The hard part for me is, and I've been answering this the same way because I've been trying to. I like both guys, and I have trouble speaking with people who are diehard Drake stans of being able to recognize that I'm just happy that the culture is winning. You know why? Because I heard it earlier today, and I was telling this to Lex a little bit before. But this is it for the modern day rap era beef. Like this is, there's no, who do you have right now? And I didn't mean to answer your question with a question, but my point is who do you have right now that's on these guys' level or on their way? Little Baby came and went, right? Like all these guys are, and their rapping style's different. This is the end of the rappity rap era. It stops with these guys.
Well,
because
the younger generation, well, one, the point is there's no concise answer of who are the next big three to come and take their spot, so we don't know that. And then the next part of that answer is these kids don't do that.
No,
they beef for real.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
kill each other for yeah, real. They yeah, don't rap.
Yeah.
So yeah, this probably will be the last time.
And so that's why, to answer your question, Mike, I'm just happy that we got to live in the moment. And to be honest with you, like my thing was I had Kendrick up before Drake's response. But now I think Drake's response is as equal. I think they both coming out of the room looking a little different, battered and bruised. You know what I mean? But that's why I say that Drake's going to have a harder time because people align with Kendrick because we, that's why you take the DV angle, right? Because we like Mr. Morale and, you know, this guy that's higher than mighty speaking on black issues and stuff like that, sacrificing albums for, you know, To Pimp a Butterfly wasn't a lot of people's cup of tea, but like for the person that really loves black culture and really likes like seeing, you know, for lack of a better term, niggas on the White House lawn, and you know, you talking about Republicans and Democrats being, you know, Bloods and Crips and stuff like that, to me was dope. You know, blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. So it's like, and I look, sometimes I agree with, you know, with what Kendrick was saying, where like Drake makes music that pacifies us, or it's just like music that's hot in the moment. But sometimes, dog, I don't need to hear all that bullshit, Sharif. I just want to have a good time. You know what I mean? So it's like, I get it on both sides. I was just happy that the culture got to see it. I agree with Drake at the end. He said, I'm just happy your fans get to see you rapping and shit. When he said that, I was like, I don't wonder if y'all fucking with us. But then again, I was like, DV and minor allegations, that don't sound like no friendly battle, bro. You know what I mean? So like, I'm just happy that we got to witness it. I thought of Nip. I'm like, damn, Nip missed this. Like, there's people that missed this, you know, and thought that we would never get back to this style of rap again.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. So everything that Kendrick said, Drake addressed. All the minor allegations. He brought up Millie Bobby Brown. He brought up everything, right? But Kendrick has yet to address the DV allegations. I mean, Drake said he beat on his wife because she's bigger than him in the self-defense.
I chuckled at that one.
That's funny, though. I said something that I won't say on this mic. but I definitely had a response to that. And you're right, but you're not going to get that from Kendrick.
His way of addressing it was, you fabricated stories because you listen to Mr. Morale. He just saying you lying the same way.
Oh, just like he was saying, like, he was raped and all this other stuff. And if he was, that's kind of jacked up to say, because he can't control that. You know what I mean? Like that.
Hey, that's hard, though. You got
to. No, it's hard.
You're so infatuated with this pedophile shit because it happened to you. Like, that's some psychology shit.
It's a great flip.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know that made me go back and listen to Mother Eye Sober. And I was listening to that today, and I was
listening
like,
to that,
you know,
recreationally is crazy. That song, man, yeah. I have not gotten through that song without crying.
I've never gotten
through it. Well, I went to listen to it for research purposes because, you know, Drake started saying, when Mariah touched my body, come on, you feel some type of way. And so he said, mother, I, you know what I mean? So I went back and listened to it, and Kendrick had a bar on there talking about, you know, his cousin being allegedly touching him or something, but he didn't or whatever. So I'm like, okay, so Drake is getting to something. He knows something, or he thinks something, or you know what I mean? He looked into that or whatever, but...
You just throw it out there, though. Like, here's the other thing, too, right? I was telling Lex, and you'll hear it on the listen back, but I'll tell you right now, that if you threw an allegation about me and we're in the public eye, I only have so many options. I can either deny it, right, not say anything, or admit to it. Being that one of those things is crazy that we don't see people do it. I'm not going to admit to it. So yeah. I'd either deny it. Or, because, like, to me, like, if you planted info, it's kind of wild to plant info. Like I was telling you, it's kind of wild to plant info that, oh, tell him I'm a pedophile. That sounds crazy. That's like career suicide.
But it's also not that, like, we're going to find a way, again, if we like the person, we're going to find a way to believe it anyway. Kendrick's wife can come out and be like, yo, that's all that's bullshit. And the Drake fans will be like, that's how much control he get. That's how hard he hits her.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
over here so scared. She gotta show this man in public. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it don't matter.
Matter of fact, he holding a gun to her head on the other side of the phone.
Exactly.
Right now.
That plausible deniability.
We gonna find a way.
So if I'm Kendrick, I wouldn't respond to it directly because for some of the Drake fans, like they are the hardcore Drake fans that don't want to see Kendrick win. I want to make sure I finish that sentence. For the hardcore Drake fans that don't want to see Kendrick win, to them it was enough. It's a room shaker. For them, it's enough for Drake to just say, I didn't do it. That's not how those things work, though. Like, I need an affidavit. I need a police statement or whatever. And you're not going to get it, though.
And then we'll say, that shit is Photoshop.
Yeah. Just like
that's
the pharmacy
not a real,
shit.
That's not real paperwork. We deal with this on a lower level.
That's why I'm saying they walking out of this room battered and bruised. We're going to look at both men differently for the rest of our lives. And that's where I agree with some of the shit Kendrick was saying on Euphoria, where it's like, yo, bro, I have all this peace in my life. I'm out here buying big ass boats. I'm flying to places just to eat pizza. You ask me why I'm in Brooklyn. bro, I'm just living life as a regular guy. As much as you like to be famous, I don't. But I know that for me to partake in what we about to do, this shit's about to disrupt all that shit that I got going on in my life. And I thought that those parts in Kendrick's battle rap or in the battle were better than Drake's, because he's given us the human side. Now, that's just me. I can't sit here and speak for some kids want to dance, shake their ass and all this other shit. I also think that, you know, Kendrick is right, that I feel like Drake been using dark skinned women, you know, to further his agenda. He been trying to culture vulture in Atlanta for a long time.
And then
right?
He doubled down on it with the whole free the slaves. Yeah, line.
Like I get what they're saying. Both of them are saying, right? Like, so that's why, like, I couldn't pick one, but I can tell you who was up. I ain't gonna tell you who won, but I can tell you who was up during. But now that if the dust is settled, no man has won in this.
Hey, is your uncle home?
Nah, that's kind of crazy.
I need to talk to the man of the house. You know, see, everybody overlooked what Drake's saying. Kendrick got bars for sure, and he's definitely getting on him. But stuff like that, like, my auntie's a man now. Where your uncle at? I want to talk to the man of the house. And another thing is like, you know, if Dave Freeze is really Kendrick's baby mom's baby daddy, that's wild. That turns this into a super whole new thing.
But what if he's wrong?
But yeah, you're using your point and be like, well, I'm gonna choose this one if this one is real.
Yeah.
When and anyone on a Kendrick side can pick out one of those facts and go, yo, if this one is real, it's the same thing.
I mean, it's all hypothetical when it comes down to it, because nobody that's judging this knows either of these guys. You know what I mean?
And right. That's my point. So, and at the end of the day, if every single bar is a lie on both sides, Kendrick did it better.
I agree. If every bar is a lie, Kendrick won. But if every bar is not a lie, you know what I mean? Like, that's just wild. You know what I mean? When you talk about feeding false info to the camp, then Kendrick come back talking about, you know, you got a mole in OVO and they working with me, and then it's false info. He said, we fed you that a week ago.
But that's the thing,
you
right?
You took it and ran with it. So it's all hypotheticals and what ifs.
That's true.
I'm just glad they both putting their pen to work.
Boom.
Living through the golden era of music.
But rap is 80% cap anyway. Maybe 95% cap.
Oh, you was being generous.
I know. That's what I said. Maybe 95%.
I was trying to avoid the people win argument. Like, I respect, like, for someone who thinks Drake is up like a clean sweep, I will say I respect Drake for doing what he's doing. Especially with this last one, I was like, finally. Because as much as I hate, like, I'm not a Meek Mill fan.
He wasn't the guy that should have represented us, though.
I'm not a Meek Mill fan like that. But
he's a,
like,
public defender.
But I also have felt the way I felt about Drake for a long time. So when Back to Back came out, I respected the chess moves. I respected, you know, assuming he wrote everything and everything's fine or whatever, like, I respected everything about it. Like, oh, you know what, Drake, and I will do this whole thing. I don't support the whole every diss track got to make you move and got to be in the club. But if it does, I will give you a point for that.
Mm. Nah, you can't do that, Lex.
What you mean? I'm sitting here giving Drake support.
Yeah, because like that, I feel like it's still going to be played all summer.
You are the battle rap backpack kind of guy. So when you say if it give you, you know, if it puts you in the club and make you move, you get a point.
I don't mean a point like you won the round. I'm saying I'm gonna give you like a brownie point on some, like, hey, that is something. And the fact that, like, I can't, that means I gotta go out and I gotta hear this shit. Like, most diss tracks, you gotta hear, you know, people like me bumping that shit in the headphones.
Majestic on Get Rich or Die Trying when he
had to
listen to
it. But I
gotta
go up to the I gotta threaten every DJ to everywhere I go because they gonna play that shit while I'm in there taunting me. I'm gonna give you something for that.
I get what you said.
If it's hard,
yeah, that makes sense. Because you got he, all right. So, gonna be playing
so
all
let me
summer.
Ask you this, Lex. Let me ask you this because I know you're West Coast and you're hippity hop. You know what I mean? You're a hippity hop guy.
He tried to run away from it before you got on the phone.
I didn't
too.
Try to
yeah,
run
you
it.
Did.
I didn't try to no, run. I am that
but
person.
You're a hippity hop guy though. So hippity hop. I know you probably pulling for Kendrick. Hippity hop.
I'm
yeah,
about to dig? Put that as a title. Hippity hop.
This is the part. This is the part where the Drake fans tell me I don't get no bitches.
I know you're a hippity hop guy, but who you got and why? Because Carl answered it, but he didn't answer it. He deflected.
I just told
who
you.
Who you got and why?
This is a clean sweep.
Oh, yeah, he said he got a gentleman's 40.
I can't respect a clean sweep.
I even by going by your round setup, Drake didn't win any of those rounds.
Nah, I don't know, man. I think round one for sure. What Taylor made freestyle was crazy.
No, it wasn't.
It was. The wasn't. Concept. Maybe bars wise, it wasn't.
I could tell you a million different concepts. I could tell you a million different concepts I got in my head that were poorly executed. That's why I never got on Shark Tank. And I'm not and I'm not a billionaire. Listen, that shit was executed cheeks.
Oh man. And he even said the Pulitzer Prize winner. He said, you rapping right now. That's a nod. Like, hey, man, you out here rapping. I'm glad your fans got to see this. Which, for Drake, being sassy, mm-hmm. that's a fire-ass comeback.
I like that.
That's a fire guy. Like, I'm glad you out here back
rapping. I'm just rapping. Happy I can inspire.
Because the him. Homies do that to us. I defend you, me, and Marquise all the time amongst our homies. Like, yo, man, like y'all be trying to, y'all be acting sassy like this dude be talking. That's probably why Drake striking nerve, because he remind me of some people that I know. Like, yo, bro, it don't matter what I do, I can be right, you gonna find a way to spin this shit, right? So it's like, it don't even matter at this point. So.
Yeah, I just feel like anybody that got it as a clean sweep is not really listening. It's just too much bias. If you got it as a clean sweep on either side, it's too much bias.
No. I went with the whole disclaimer of every bar from both sides is completely true. And I still feel that way. And if every bar is completely a lie, I still feel that way.
I got to be honest. I think Hard Part 4, wherever you're going to put it next to, and TaylorMade, those have to be points somewhere for Drake. Because when I heard TaylorMade, I remember where I was at. It was a Friday night. I was in my backyard. Y'all sent it. Kendrick didn't say a word for like 2 weeks or a week or something, whatever the timeline was. I got to go back and look at it. And it invoked me being angry at Kendrick. I was like, yo, man, he got the West Coast out here looking crazy. Like, I remember saying that.
So
the reason why I know I'm not lying is because, not like us, you fucking enjoyed it. Because it was a true West Coast, Bay Area type sound where he was like, yo, Pac ain't gonna let you do that. Like, you wanted that response based on the disrespect that man did earlier. So Mike is kind of right in that. You can't say it's a sweep. If you say Kendrick is one, so I get that.
Is the Heart Part 6 better than Not Like Us? Because that's what it's going against, no?
No, that's what I said. Wherever you put it at. I said, wherever you put it at.
Based on the rounds. I'm talking about, you guys are talking about these round setups.
I'm not saying that.
Those were the two most recent ones. That's the
easiest way to organize this shit. Because right now, we don't never get this many fucking diss tracks. Three in a day is crazy.
If you're just talking about buckets, you're just talking about buckets. Is the Heart Part 6 not an one from the foul line? Sure. You can get a points off of that. You don't get a round off of that. Even in boxing, right? You get a 10-8. That doesn't mean you got 0 points. I got 8 of them points. I just didn't win the round.
Yeah, sometimes those niggas be getting like 10-9s, and like it just be like, oh, they gave it to him because bro's a champion. Like,
that's fine.
Like, I feel like Canelo was getting
You know what another big point is? And sorry to cut y'all off. I'm not in the room with y'all, so I can't.
Nah,
you know,
it's all good. You're good.
But
better than most.
You know, Drake said. Drake said, you got to move. You got to move for Taylor. Taylor dropped April 16th. Kendrick didn't come back till April 30th. That's more than a week.
Is that okay? Even if that's true, that man himself said, I would move for Taylor.
Yeah.
So
he did, but
everyone moved from both of them. And nobody, Party Next Door dropped an album. And I feel bad for him. I haven't played no Party Next Door shit. I would if these dudes wasn't beefing. So I would move out the way for anyone bigger than me as an artist. Shout out to Razz
Kaz. I still got that in.
go ahead, Mike.
Hippity hop.
Nah, the thing is, though, so Drake said that, right? But Taylor dropped on the 16th of April, and I think TaylorMade Freestyle came out on the 17th. I think Taylor Swift dropped on Friday, and Drake dropped on Saturday. And then he said, Kendrick, like he said, I would move for her, too. But there's kind of like some subliminal and some double entendre under that with him really like, I will move for her, but I'm still here because this is bigger than that. So, and then Kendrick waited more. He waited a week and a half to come back.
So you respect that double entendre, but not the not a quadruple entendre about him making his own TaylorMade song because Euphoria is co-produced by Taylor Swift's producer?
Yeah, and you know, in the 616, he did that with the 616 too, with the
or whatever song, whichever one is co-produced by Taylor Swift. Whatever,
that was Euphoria.
No, I think that might have been 616. because it was like 6/16 is Canadian Father's Day, and it's the time the OJ Gloves was on there, and that's like the time the girl was pronounced either way, dead. And
one of them songs, is co-produced. Is actually tailor made when you flip it like that. So if you go respect the double entendre on one side, you got to respect the better one.
It is 6/16.
Absolutely, but when you look at it, so when you go back to like that, when Kendrick said something about coming with three switches, and then you listen to the Hard Part 6, how many beat switches Drake had in there? He had three different beats. I mean,
stretching just like the internet stretching, like, oh, it's Tupac's birthday, like it is, but that's not the part.
I don't think none of
but
that.
But I'm saying, if you want to reach, you can reach on both sides.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. As many of the 6/16s were like, oh, that's dope. The Tupac birthday was a reach for me because I'm like, it's technically true. And it just happens to be a little whipped cream on top of the sundae. But that's not one of the ones he was going
they
was, for.
Then they said Nicole died on 6. She didn't die on 6/16.
And that's when the trial started.
Look, I don't want to know. You see what I'm saying?
None of that shit
might be wrong, too. I get it. Just like your boy Ish on the Joe podcast. I get what he's saying. Right, man. Yo, you can just make up a random stat and be like, oh, on this day, on Thursday, LeBron scored 36 points 4 times in a row. You
and can people just reach run it. With it because it sounds good.
And they be like, Kendrick's a genius. I get that, right? Like, yo, it's a stretch.
But then even them, like, dropping Euphoria at 8:24 in the morning for the Kobe shit. I was like, that's hard. That's a detail that I like. But, yeah, the 6/16, that was like, there's way too many of these.
Yeah. All right, man. Mike, I appreciate you, bro. We've been here for we've been here for the full time. This is a beef cast, like I told you. I'm sorry if y'all did not, you know, care for us to talk about beef, but this took up our week. Like, everyone I know, Mike included, we got into, you know, talking. And I've been telling people, I ain't talked music, you know, really in the last, like, 3 or 4 years. And it took these guys to come. I didn't really, like, we talk about it here because it's like it's something to talk about, but I didn't feel as enthused as this. You know what I mean? So if, you know, out of 167 episodes or whatever that we've done and the other 100 I did on GFB, man, and we ain't never had a pod like this, I felt like, you know, at least to feed my soul and my spirit, you know, we had to talk about something like this. So I appreciate y'all being with me. Mike, I appreciate your perspective as always, brother. I'll be seeing you, you know, real soon when I get back. Yeah, man, my man is outside. And congratulations. Mike is actually he's graduating from state, man. So there we go.
Saturday, yes, sir.
There we go. All right, brother, man, you be easy, man.
Hey, real quick. I got one question for y'all.
Yeah, let's hear it.
On the way out, what did the phone call or the text message that Cole got say that made him back out? Yeah. All right, I'm out of here.
All right, then. That's all funny. Right. I like that one. That was funny. I was telling y'all, I was like, yo, man, when you play Truth or Dare and the dude that says neither.
Those are my favorite memes right now. It's like the world in the background going crazy and there's just one random dude just happy as hell.
Yeah,
it's like
I'm at peace.
Where Cole's at, even though I don't like how he did it, it making more sense by the day.
You looking at Jid like, yeah.
Pause this real quick, though.
Jid was snitch. Oh, man. Nah, go ahead. We're gonna get out of here. You gotta go.
You don't want to do shows or nothing?
Nah, we good. We hour 28, bro. We can get up out of here.
Yep. Hell, we got to pee.
Hit my hand claps, and then we'll get up out of here. 3 cheers. Anything you want to celebrate or anything like that you got? I don't know what else to do. My whole life has been in a frenzy, man. But next week, I'm going to get my bars off because I see how y'all been moving out here. It's been real weird. Like, I'm going to get it off. Speak some more truths. So I'll speak my truths, right? And I'm gonna clip it up. And
are we turning it up?
We turning all the way up.
You inspired?
Yeah, I'm going after some people.
Let me not say that right now.
Yeah. Any 3 cheers you got?
I'm cool, man.
You know, I definitely wanted 3 cheers, Mike, right? Especially on graduating. That's been something that's been a long time coming. We've had plenty of conversations. Just even thinking back, you know, bro hit me. He went the education route. He asked me questions. I couldn't help him on some of those things. That's what I love about, like, the whole college thing, because it's like, yo, when you go to college, you meet people in a circle and it helps out. And I've met people through college that was able to help Mike on his journey. And it takes a while, but, you know, bear down. So anybody that's interested in, you know, bettering yourself or attaining knowledge, I always say, like, yo, look, you could be a dumbass with a degree. I know people with, you know, just like the whole shit with Drake, right? I know dumbasses with degrees, but that piece of paper means that you went through something, right? That piece of paper means that you question things differently, you know, and I'm not speaking for Mike in general when I say that. What I'm just saying is in general that Mike went through something and he can show that, hey, when he put his mind to it or whatever, he can get something done. And he's got big things coming. So I do want to three cheers. Mike, shout him out for that. Anything for you?
Well, shout out to Mike. Appreciate the back and forth.
There we go. And we out. You waited for this moment, overcome with the desperation. We plotted for a weekend and we fed you the information. A daughter that's 11 years old, I bet he takes it. We thought about giving a fake name or a destination. But you so thirsty, you not concerned with investigation. Instead, you in that Venice studio, it's a celebration. You gotta learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans are rejoicing, thinking this is my expiration. Even the picture you use, the jokes and the medication. The Maybach glove and the drug he uses for less inflation. Master manipulator, you bit on a speculation. You dumb and reactive nigga, I'm petty with dedication. What about the bones we dug up in that excavation? And why isn't Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale? You haven't seen the kids in 6 months, the distance is wild. Dave leaving heart emojis underneath pics of the child. Speaking of anything with a child, let's get to that now. This Epstein angle was the shit I expected. TikTok videos you collected.